Rivers and streams across West Michigan are rising. The snow melt and 3 to 4 inches of rain over a 48-hour period triggered flood warnings across the WGVU listening area.
I would expect flooding to almost be as bad as what we had in 2013.
That was the year of the 100-year flood. National Weather Service meteorologist Heather Oro explains what to expect.
In April of 2013, the river crested at 21.85 feet, and right now we're forecasting a crest by Saturday of 21.1 feet, so we're getting pretty close.
Some low-lying areas around Grand Rapids will be impacted, but not like 5 years ago. That's because the city has fortified its assets.
Since 2013, and working alongside with FEMA, the city's made $11 million in flood wall improvements around its wastewater treatment plant and the downtown stretch on both sides of the Grand River.
That's Grand Rapids City Engineer Mark DeClerc.
So we're now protected to the 100-year base flood elevation, which is about 25.5 in river stage at the gauge, which is right by the Blue Bridge. That's where the National Weather Service has its gauge.
And I'm standing next to that gauge along the Grand River where the muddy waters flow beneath the Blue Bridge just to my north. To my south is the Fulton Street Bridge, where there's about 6 to 8 feet separating the waters from the bridge deck. The city of Grand Rapids, along with Kent County Emergency Management, are monitoring water levels and say if conditions warrant, the flood plan and its protective measures will be implemented. Think sandbags and the potential for evacuation. In downtown Grand Rapids, Patrick Center, WGVU News.